As politicians battle over who is now in charge at the CFPB, as it's known, some people might wonder what the agency is, what it does, and why it's at the center of debate in Washington. Here's a primer from Sarah O'Brien, personal finance reporter at CNBC. Sarah, back up a second. Give us the basics of the CFPB.
It basically was created in 2010 as part of the Dodd-Frank Act, which was a financial reform bill. And the way it's structured is that there is one person in charge who is appointed by the president and cannot be fired at will. And I guess that structure has kind of been a concern to critics.
What does it do? Like, do most of us have an encounter with this agency?
If you have a problem with a bank, a lender, any credit card company, and you feel like you're being treated unfairly, or there's some kind of deceptive practice going on, you can file a complaint with the agency, and they follow up on every complaint. They have recovered about $12 billion since 2011 and helped an awful lot of consumers either get money back or watch a company that has done wrongdoing get fined.
So in the past, who handled stuff like that? Was it, this alphabet soup, like the FTC, the FCC, or SEC, any of these other agencies, and now it's just under one roof?
Well, there are lots of different agencies that govern parts of the financial system. So this is basically a place where consumers can go, where they know that the oversight is for basically making sure that companies are obeying the laws that pertain to consumer finance. Before, I would assume that they were trying to go to their own bank kind of hitting a brick wall.
Got it. You explained, too, some of these eye-popping numbers about what the agency has accomplished. Explain those.
Well, basically, for all of the complaints they get, they follow up. They sometimes find that there can be widespread, wrongdoing for people who have not even complained, but it helps them identify companies doing wrongdoing. They've helped roughly 29 million people wronged by financial institutions, and that includes credit card companies, banks, payday lenders, that kind of thing.
We're speaking with Sarah O'Brien, personal finance reporter at CNBC. She's written a piece entitled "The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau Has Been Under Siege for Years. Here's Why." Explain, too, the structure and source of funding.
Well, it is funded through the Federal Reserve, so the agency's budget does not go through the regular process that other agencies are subject to when Congress is creating its own budget and appropriating funds to various agencies. So that is a sticking point for critics, that Congress would like, some congressional members would like to have more control over the funding.
Yeah. Is that largely the sticking point? Because it's like Republicans seem to be not in favor of this. Democrats seem to like it, the agency.
Yeah, I think for many Republicans and some people on Wall Street, the structure of the agency, because there's only one person in charge, that they have seen it being overreaching. And some have proposed that there be a board of directors or some group of people who's helping make decisions rather than just one person.
Thanks, Sarah. Sarah O'Brien, personal finance reporter at CNBC. Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review and comment for us. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.